Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 27th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. If you liked Monday, you'll like today. Expect partly sunny skies and a 60% chance of rain. And the heat will be back too, with an afternoon high that will reach into the 90s. Let's get things started with business news. As the clock ticks down on the end of the national eviction moratorium, housing advocates are gearing up for evictions throughout Miami-Dade. Low-income renters without the means to pay the back rent they owe may be hit especially hard. The moratorium went into effect on September 4th and has been extended several times since. But it expires on Saturday. It was intended to protect renters earning $99,000 or less a year from being evicted due to loss of income or their COVID-related hardships. Nationally, more than 11 million renters behind on their payments could be facing a swift eviction. In the Florida Keys, ready for a lobster dinner? South Florida and the Florida Keys are preparing for the annual 2-day lobster mini season. It's a time when scores of boaters, divers, and snorkelers take to the water in search of spiny lobster. It's called mini season because of its short stretch ahead of the regular commercial season that runs August through March. Lobster mini season this year is July 28th and 29th. In sports, remember the upbeat young University of Miami defensive tackle caught on camera dancing during games? His name is Jaller Holly, and he has entered the NCAA transfer portal. Holly is a consensus 3-star prospect in the recruiting class of 2019. Now he will be a repeat redshirt freshman in 2021 because the NCAA gave all players an extra year of eligibility. He played in 7 games last season and finished with 6 tackles. In crime news, the man who kidnapped 11-year-old Carly Bruchaw has died in custody at a Florida prison. 55-year-old Joseph Smith abducted Carly on February 1, 2004 as she was walking home from a friend's house in Sarasota, then raped and killed her. The girl's body was found 4 days later behind a church after Smith confessed. He was convicted in November 2005 and sentenced to death. Smith was on death row in custody at Union Correctional Institution in Rayford. And finally, in celebrity news, Rihanna is from Barbados, so she knows about humidity. But ever the fashion icon, she chose to wear fur for her dinner out before the big Rolling Loud weekend in Miami. Her guy A$AP Rocky was a headliner. Whether the star's boa wrap was faux or made from an actual animal, we couldn't tell. It's just not something you see often during summer in the 305. Rihanna and her beau were pictured at world-famous House of Mac. The power couple posed at the Wynwood location with owner Derek Turden for the restaurant's Instagram. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.